to Very Amusing, your one-stop shop for the stories, secrets, and shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, and I don't know if you all are familiar with this word, but I have Spielkies. I have Spielkies so much right now sitting at my desk recording this podcast. Spielkies is basically like ants in your pants, but a Yiddish version of it. And I am, I guess not a Yiddish version, just a Yiddish word for it. And I think it's because, all right, I'll take you way back. So maybe seven or eight years ago, I bought this extremely adjustable desk chair because I am very fussy and I, again, Spielkies all the time, like need to like sit in a chair that feels right. And it is highly adjustable, which at the time I thought, oh, that's a great idea. I'm good to go if I can adjust this however I'd like. Except that now there's too many adjustments and I keep adjusting and I think I keep doing it wrong. And now I think I'm just a little hair too forward. I'm just like a 10 degrees downward and I should be. And I just feel like, I don't like it. And I need to figure it out. Hold on, I'm changing the setting. This is too much. Okay, that was definitely not helpful. But anyway, I don't need to clue everyone in on my chair woes. It's fine. But something we will discuss that I am currently actively stressed about is Halloween. You guys, I'm so stressed about Halloween. I've only had to put Morty in a costume, and Morty doesn't like being in costumes, so he's been in his Fozzie Bear outfit once a year for about 30 seconds, and then that's it. But I have a live person, a new person to dress. I gotta put Pearl in something. It's gotta be good. And I feel the pressure. I also don't want to just waste a bunch of money on junk that's gonna end up in a landfill. So I kind of want to get something used. I want it to be sustainable. But I don't know what to do. I'm also not good at crafting. There's too many options. I might just throw her in a themed onesie and call it a day. But then forever, I think I'd feel bad about, you ever see those photos on Instagram and stuff? Like a little baby that's like sitting in a bowl of ramen soup and like there's like noodles on its head. It's so cute. I don't have the wherewithal to do that. I tried to make a card for my friend Jamie for her birthday and I used glitter glue and it took me an hour and a half just to put a little glitter on the card. It was hideous. She cherished it, which was very nice. It took me way too long and looked like absolute garbage. So I will not be making a costume, but if anyone has any tips, holler at me because I am really just out on this one and I don't know what to do. But Halloween aside, since we are theme park-wise, in the middle of Halloween, we already covered it recently, we're going to move forward with a theme park that we have never discussed before. I don't even know if this is categorically a theme park because there aren't really many themed rides, but there's a theme. There is a theme to Gatorland, and we are about to get into it. I think that's all. I will turn it over to future me, and until then, stick around because we've got a fun one this week. Okay, bye.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You might remember today's guest from a podcast way back in 2021, all about the ideation of Velocicoaster. Because yeah, Shelby Honey, she helped create it. Shelby is a assistant director, executive producer, media at Universal Creative, but I am not about to nag my friend and colleague and favorite theme park employee follow about Epic Universe or anything else for that matter, because we clearly have more pressing issues. Shelby is one of us, a massive theme park and themed entertainment fan, and a listener of Very Amusing. I mean, she's traveling to the coolest places. If you happen to follow her on Instagram, there is so much good stuff there. But when I reached out to her to talk about one of those beloved destinations, it became clear that there's nowhere else we could talk about except for Gatorland. I have not been to Gatorland. I'm sure plenty of you have not been either, but Shelby, Shelby loves Gatorland, and we get into it on today's episode. I guarantee by the end, you will be possibly reconsidering your next Orlando area vacation to include a little jaunt to the land of gators. Enjoy! Shelby, welcome back to Very Amusing!
Oh my gosh, a second time. Who gets the privilege?
I know you're a repeat guest. Who else? Andrew Barth Feldman, repeat guest. Well,
honored to join the ranks.
Is that it? That makes
illustrious.
I know. It's you and Andrew Barth Feldman. Yep. I'm sure someone is like screaming in their car that I'm very wrong and I've left out 16 people, but
oh man.
As far as my memory goes, it's you and Andrew. Thank you so much for coming back on the pod. I cannot wait to talk about Gatorland.
Gatorland.
Now, when we were putting this episode together, I got to tell you, I did not think we were going to be talking about another park in Orlando, but you really sold me on it because I didn't realize how passionate you were.
Oh yes. The alligator capital of the world is among my favorite parks in Orlando. And I think what I mentioned is that for me, it's funny because I've worked at Disney. I've worked at a number of big entertainment companies now, obviously very happy at Universal. But Gatorland is that perfect down-home hitch, like absolutely iconic. You're going to get a splinter, maybe, and you're going to be happy about it. Type of place.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I do. I think we do need to preface this by discussing that you are like a leader in your field. So this is like pure expert being like, you know, y'all, Gatorland is the best. Your new title, which I think we got to say out loud to see if I can remember this many words, assistant director, executive producer, media. Is it at Universal Creative? Is that the
official? That is correct.
Wow. Yes. How's it going? I don't know if you're allowed to talk about anything, but as a friend and an interviewer, I care.
Oh, well, it's very exciting. It's a really, very amazing time to be at Universal. And I think for those who we spoke last time, coming off of VelociCoaster, we're just in this huge period of growth. And it's really exciting because I always kind of thought of us as the kind of like punk rock underdogs of themed entertainment. And like, we're going really hard. And obviously some stuff that has recently been discussed by even Mark Woodbury that we're doing here in Orlando. But in my role, it's really exciting. So I get to work on media and like screen rides get such a bad name. I'm trying to bring it back. You know, media, when done beautifully and exceptionally and tied in flawlessly with show set is the best. It's magic. It's illusion. So working to really elevate our presence there, which is so funny because I still think Spider-Man's the best ride in that category, but we're working to keep that mantle going. So it's been lovely, but really amazing to see what we have on the radar.
When you meet people, are you like, I created or I helped to create one of the best roller coasters that's ever been built? Because that is definitely how I would start every conversation.
You know, and my mom's visiting right now and my dad too, they kill me because like someone will be like a checker at Publix is like, you know what I really liked? I really liked that VelociCoaster ride. And I'm just like, whoa. Like, I don't know what the entry point is. So I'm just like, I like it too.
Like that is partly my creation.
Yeah. I was like in the second group of people to ride it and cried on it. But it's pretty good.
How many times have you been on it now?
You know, that's actually a sore subject because for a long time, like us, the creative team were like, it's us. And it's like, we're in the like 200s. But now that we've had over a million riders and we've operated for so many days and our tech service partners have to ride it every day to give it, make sure, you know, like safety verify every single day. So when they start getting to like 300, 400, 500. So we've still ridden it a lot, but there, you know, there's a great team there that's keeping it going and know it better than we do at this point. She's grown up.
Wow. She's just like out on her own, living her life independently.
Really, I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, master.
I can't wait to in the future discuss all of the things you're currently working on once they are made public. But I guess until then, it's just gators.
Truly gators. And I mean, it'd be a shame next time not to bring up gators in general. But yes, I am. Yes. A big fan of the Gatorland.
Now, for those listeners, including myself, who have never had the privilege of going to Gatorland, mm-hmm. which I still can't believe that the two of us, like full theme park heads, are talking about. What is it? How would you explain it to me?
All right, so,
to a first timer?
Yeah, so allow me to paint you a word picture, dear listener. So we're going to imagine you're not far from the corridor, but you're far from Disney, and you're going down a stretch of road in fine Kissimmee. On the left side, you pass a monument to Tupperware. Yes, Tupperware headquarters. The next turn, monolithic jaws of a gator in pure concrete rebar, just off the freeway in its ultimate roadside attraction. So it is an adventure park. It's the gator capital of the world. It's kind of that ultimate pure Florida roadside kitsch. Within its walls, you will see baby alligators. You can see baby alligators. You can meet alligators. You'll see so many alligators. You are going to, like, I think another thing, again, in my world, it'd be crazy to be like, you're going to get little pellets and you're going to throw them at the gators. But here, you're going to get little pellets and you're going to throw them at the gators and they're going to love it.
Wait, okay, hold on.
You
actually get to feed the gators?
Oh, man. Okay, so let's...
Okay, I got too excited.
No, you're right. You're right. And it's just like, how do you even... It's just got everything, Carly. It's got... So the little baby gators, you can get a little, like a little fishing rod, and little sardines are on the end of it. And you can see the little baby gators. And then throughout the area, there's all these little pads, and they've got a bunch of different, you know, sizes, different... white alligators, very rare white alligators. And then they've got their breeding marsh, which is just like this eerie, huge, as far as the eye can see, gator marsh that you can also zip line over. I'm sorry. I know I'm giving you too much, but yet you can throw pellets at the larger gators.
Okay. So it truly is just a gator oasis.
It is gator land. Yeah, it is. It's the best.
Oh my God. Now, so my first instinct when I hear things like you can feed a gator is lawsuit. Like how safe does it feel when you're getting up close to these gators at said Land of Gators?
So I can't speak for safety, but, you know, it definitely is. And they've been in operation. I believe they just had their 70th anniversary and they're about to have their 75th next year. So a pretty long, illustrious history, and, you know, it's been safe up until now, but they're very, what I think I like about them as well, who amongst us didn't grow up loving the crocodile hunter? It's very much that energy of, like, hyper-conservation, but a little down-home, and they actually really started as a rescue. So, like, oftentimes, even today, you'll hear stories. I actually think there was one just this week. If there's like a disabled alligator or an alligator that's kind of found, it will often find its way to Gatorland as its home.
That's I saw that news story that there was a TikTok gator who's like part of its jaw was removed that is now at Gatorland. And I suppose I need to own the fact that I was very judgmental on the surface because I thought Gatorland was going to be a place where they exploited gators for fun. And it doesn't seem like that at all.
No. Well, I think it's interesting for us here in Florida because I don't want to say they're everywhere, but like they're everywhere. Their marshes are very like natural. This is where the gators are. They've got, I think, a small like kind of, well, now we can get into entertainment. My gosh, the entertainment. But there's gators that are definitely used in more of a show kind of atmosphere, but it's very, you know, it never has felt very exploitative to me. And then when you see and knowing the work that they do kind of in the world, it does feel, I mean, I wouldn't say animal kingdom, but it is definitely, you know, they have a purpose and they take it very seriously as well.
Okay. So the show, how much, scared to even ask it, how much can one do in an entertainment capacity with a gator?
Okay. All right. We're going to talk about the three kind of marquee entertainment venues here at Gatorland. So you've got Alligators, Legends of the Swamp. This is presented in an arena, in a round, if you will.
This is
the kind of the iconic show where you can imagine a Florida boy whipping up an alligator. And I will say I've been there enough, and it's funny having worked at Cirque du Soleil. At Cirque du Soleil, there are certain acts that like a performer will like stumble on in the same spot every time just to like help people feel like it is really scary. Truly, that is a thing. Here, similarly, it's like, they always pretend they didn't get it right there. So that is the show where, again, they pull him up onto the this little sand pit, see which of the gators wants to, and they've got a few that if they don't want to, they don't. And then kind of bring them up, talk about their jaw strength, and then, yeah, like sit on the gator and hold it with its jaw. It's lovely.
Oh, my God.
And then the next show, because it's not merely about gators, though it is Gatorland. There's a show called Up Close Encounters, which is about a lot of the non-indigenous species of Florida that have found home here. And that's much more of like an up close encounter. You're meeting smaller critters, snakes, spiders.
I didn't know they ventured outside the realm of gator.
Carly, there's a capybara pit. There's alligators.
What?
There's truly emus. They've done everything.
They have emus?
This is
news to me.
It's a joy, and it's like just you sort of stumble upon it, and it never feels like you're getting the same experience twice for sure. But okay, before we fork here, I need to also discuss the finale of the day, like the nighttime spectacular, usually the last show of the day.
Okay,
and it's called Jumparoo.
Oh, yes. I do want to quote your email to me.
Yeah.
Because in it, you said, you haven't lived until you have seen the park closing spectacular Jumparoo.
No, absolutely.
It sounds like you stand behind that.
Oh, no, I absolutely do. I think I'm just trying to, again, make it seem as majestic as it is, but it is some of the biggest alligators in the park jumping 3 to 4 feet in the air to get a chicken. So they've got these lines they send out, and they've got raw chickens on the end, and the gators like are jumping out to get it. May the best gator win the chicken. And
Oh my God. Okay. So for the first and the third show, like when you were watching this, are you feeling safe and a little scared? Like, do you feel like you're far enough away where you can enjoy it, or is it an adrenaline thing where you're close to it and feeling it?
I would say it's like what they do, I think, beautifully is like there's never any perceived danger, I feel like, as a guest, for sure.
Very cool.
It's a little bit more of that, like, oh, these trainers, but like they're very, very highly trained. So I think a little bit it's the drama of like, oh, they're so close, but like they are in and around with these alligators all the time. So it is very much, again, when I say true Florida, because I do think it's very edutainment, like things of like what to do if you encounter an alligator, really connecting with little kids, connecting with school groups. And as silly as it sounds, it is a day-to-day thing potentially in Florida. So giving good information. And then it really does turn into like the Florida, like, you know, gatory jokes and puns aplenty.
Oh, there's a comedy element?
Oh, I should say Gatorland knows exactly what it is. And
okay,
it is Florida Kitsch.
Because I'm kind of viewing this, again, I have not yet been there because 1,000% I'm going on my next trip to Florida. It sounds like if Jungle Cruise was kind of at a zoo, but on land?
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely think that's, yep, nope, you're getting it. And that's funny, I had not made that connection, maybe that's part of my affinity for it. But yes, it is, it's, like, there's, oh my gosh, I'm trying to remember, there's, like, a sign that's, like, oh, on this spot, in 1 year, man won argument with his wife. And it's just, like, very, like, totally, it's, like, very humor-based, very silly, very gator-forward, Florida backwoods humor.
Okay, you know that feeling that everyone knows something that you don't? For me, that used to be Quince, but no more. Quince is a truly astounding retailer, essentially carrying everything a person on your mood board would wear. We're talking washable silk blouses, chic leather bags, 14-karat gold jewelry, European linen dresses, and the best part of all is that Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They're up here with $50 Mongolian cashmere sweaters. $50! Beautiful, timeless items you can wear and actually live in. Meaning, you don't have to be scared to bring them on your theme park travels. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And if you're sensitive to retailers like I am, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. But it's not just your everyday work-life clothes. They have everything. I recently joined a new gym, big deal for me, and desperately needed new workout clothes to wear there. It's kind of like an LA gym, so like you kind of got to look cute. So I ordered a pair of their Ultraform bike shorts and high-rise pocket leggings. And when I tell you, the quality of these leggings is truly on par with brands I paid three times as much for, which really kind of makes me love these three times more. I'm not only going to buy them again, but actually buy the other travel stuff in my cart because they have things like beautiful pastel suitcases for $129 and these wildly affordable compression packing cubes that I have been waiting forever to buy compression packing cubes, and they're always so pricey. And here, the price fits. So if you want to get ready for work, your new gym, travel, anything in your life, go to Quince. Quince.com/amusing will get you free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Ooh, that's nice for someone who puts stuff off like I do. That's Quince.com/amusing to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/amusing.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You ever done the zip line?
See, and this I regret tremendously. I have not, and I'm typical loss of coaster. I shouldn't be scared of it. It's fine. I know it's safe, but you know, you can hear them all around the park because they're zip lining all over, and it's like a huge area over the marshes. You come in for your final landing very close to the gators, and I know it's safe. Maybe it's also partly I just haven't been able to find someone who's down to do it with me, Carly.
I know. I'm like, listen, my first instinct is I don't like to play with death like that. But I also like to support a friend. So if we go, because I can't go here without checking in with you first. If we go, I will zip line with you.
Okay. It's a promise. We're in it together.
And if we both chicken out, we can pretend and say we did on the podcast. It'll be fine. We can lie. We would never lie to you otherwise, but.
No, but there is also, I mean, let's just talk about rides. There's not a lot, but there is a train that goes around, a scenic train.
Love a scenic train. A classic.
Live for it. Of course, their iconic zip line that's pretty well-regarded. And I think it's also one of the first, like, very highly accessible. So it is accessible to wheelchairs as well.
Cool.
And yeah, I love that. And then they, I believe they also have like a monster truck, monster, like off-road little thing. But again, didn't seem very gatory, but it is still very cool.
Oh my God. I already regret telling you that I would go on the zip line.
Listen, if we chicken out, we'll do the train and then okay. We'll call it square.
Okay. I think I'd be brave enough. How many times would you say you've gone here? Like, do you go once and you get fulfilled, or is this like a you're hanging out whenever people are in town type of place?
Oh, it's fair to say I was an annual pass holder on the saddest year.
Yes.
I think I got it. But I think I got it in like November 2019 and then, you know, didn't see a lot in the park.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's all good. But no, I love, and like they always have Florida resident deals, which is so lovely. And I think for me, what it gives is like, it's funny because, like, again, I love the big entertainment. I love what we do. But this is that, like, the parking is free. You walk right up to the gate. You know, there really isn't a turnstile. There's just kind of like a ticket window. And it's just like kind of a snapshot in time of what things used to be. And, you know, in an alternate reality, like in a lot of ways, like I think about, you know, Knott's Berry Farm, which in a way started as just like a small roadside farm that had good chicken. And now look what it turned into. And in a way, Gatorland is an idea of something that stayed exactly as it was and didn't go in that route. So it is very quaint. It is very cute. And they've got a great little splash pad for kids. And they've got a really tremendous kids area. It's a lovely little place to stroll. So especially with little ones, it's kind of like so low stress. You know, it is just an easy breezy. There's some shade place to be.
Wow. Have you found that other people in themed entertainment are kind of into it too for those same reasons?
So it's funny because I loved you posted a little bit ago. I love those kind of, I'm a believer that Florida has always been weird. Like even in the 1800s, it was weird and always been a little entrepreneurial. So I love these like kind of examples of like this entrepreneurial spirit and like smaller attractions where they have innovated in different ways and kind of forked in the evolutionary chain of theme parks. But no, I think a lot of us have a respect for like simplicity. And you know, when you look at, again, quote, rides, it's like they've got a train and they've got a zip line and like an advanced computer system. Like those isn't in their vocabulary, but they're still giving a really cool guest experience. So I think it just speaks to, you know, the spectrum of things that are possible. And, you know, for all the world, Gatorland are essentially dinosaurs that walk among us, and they are still very magical and very cool. And putting them in the front is pretty neat.
Wow. I can't imagine seeing them of different sizes. That sounds very cool.
Oh, my gosh. And the I believe one of their like kind of star exhibits, and they actually just finished building this, was is for their white alligators, their albino alligators, which are also stunning, beautiful, like so neat to see. So cool to see.
Wow. Are they, when you're seeing them, are you above and they're in a body of water, or are they like on ground, or
honestly,
is there a wall?
Their exhibits are all super unique and super different. So a lot of them don't have a wall. I think I don't think there is in the new cage exhibit thing. It's very cute. But most of them are completely open air, and like not to, you know, traumatize anyone, there is no air conditioning really in the entire park. Like it is a lot of just like kind of open spaces. So, you know, I there's very little barrier. I think they tend to have like a large water area and kind of similar to what they do at Animal Kingdom, where the enclosures are completely there. It's just a little bit, you're able to kind of feel like you're closer than you are.
I like that. I like when it's like the priority should go to the gators.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now,
the stars.
Oh, they are the stars. Talk to me about merch, because I feel like they've got to have something good here.
Oh, no, absolutely. And like, again, this place knows exactly what it is. So you cannot exit without going through their awesome retail.
Yeah.
Well, I'll also say I'm a bit of a pressed penny gal. They've got an awesome assortment of pressed pennies. Got very cool local stuff. I've got a Gatorland shirt where it's like in the Jurassic font, which, you know, it could be a cease and desist, but it's just so lovely. And then...
that is tailor-made for you. That's like,
yes,
perfect.
No, but it's like, again, it's like that Florida slapstick, silly, like visiting Florida kit, again, completely in the retail. You won't find any, like some places will have like some very, very deep floor places will have like Gator body parts. You will not find that at Gatorland. No. It's local artists often highlighted, but no, just very cool. And then I will say, I think, you know, entrance is the fee is very low, but I think you can just go into the gift shop at any point. And obviously, you can't walk past these amazing jaws that are the opening of Gatorland without snapping a picture.
Wow. Is the food anything worth writing home about, or is it just kind of standard? I'm assuming it's kind of like zoo food. Like, you got all the staples, but there's nothing. You're not really coming here to eat.
So I would say, I think their food program is actually surprisingly nice, but I think it's a little, it, like, is totally the place where, like, you're going to get an ice cream and you're going to, you know, enjoy it all the way around. I will say just down the road, if we're going to talk about like a day of it, just on the same road is a local place. There's a few different locations called Gator Stockside. So if you did want to have Gator Nuggets, I recommend swinging by Gator Stockside, though you can get Gator Nuggets at Gator.
Gator shaped or made of gators?
Oh, I wish I could say both, but it's made of gator.
Oh, it is. Wait, so they serve gator at Gatorland? Ooh, is that weird?
Now you're saying it kind of is. So I was like, I just got to do it. And so I have done it. But I've heard, and you can get them like truly at like normal restaurants around Florida. It's not that strange. Because they are, I don't want to say they're a pest, but like they're kind of like, they're just, they are very, very prominent here. So,
yeah, I assume it's pretty adventurous eater in those type of parts to eat. I mean, you just eat the animals that are there. That's kind of how it works.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Oh, whoa. I never thought, oh, wow. I don't know if I have the mental capacity to eat a gator nugget while I'm standing in their house. It feels rude.
That's fair. And again, drive to Gator Stockside where you can get, like, I think it's like a gator appetizer and then some beer.
What does it taste like?
Everyone's going to say, like, chicken. I think the thing I've learned is that, like, if you put enough breading on anything, I think what we all say tastes like chicken, it tastes like breading. But tastes like breading.
Yeah, that sounds about right. They're not, they don't look like little gators, do they? Are they just nugget blobs? Okay.
Little blobs, yeah.
I was just thinking of dino nuggets.
And again, yeah. I regret that wasn't
but... Yeah, wow. Wow. That's pretty fascinating. Have you ever been to the Tupperware place?
Oh, this is a sore subject because I got kicked out of the Tupperware place.
Rebel? What?
I wanted to go because I just read the Tupperware thing, but they were closed during the pandemic. So I was just like going to be around it. And security did not like me being in the parking lot. So I got kicked out.
Oh,
but
my
anyway,
gosh.
As soon as the visitor center is open, I do want to go again because I think it's pretty cool.
Oh, it hasn't reopened?
I can't remember if it has or not. But again, I'm still got a little bit of a shiner from that situation.
Yeah. Wow. Is there a big Tupperware outside?
There's a bunch of stuff inside that's like dedicated to like, I could just really get deep into Tupperware, but like having started in Florida and like female entrepreneur led kind of idea.
Cool.
But it's also, again, it knows what it is and it's high kitsch for sure.
Oh my gosh. Now you're so good at finding these type of kitschy things to seek out. If someone did want to, assuming that someone is going to the Orlando area to go to Universal, to go to Disney, to go to like the main theme parks, and they're taking a day to go to Gatorland, is there anything else you suggest they do on that day?
Oh, wow. That's so interesting. And I love you asking. So no matter what, everywhere I go, I try and look at the offbeat attractions because I think there's so much there. And I think you can learn a lot about a place through that. I think if you're in the Kissimmee area, here's what I would try and do. I would say do a Gatorland. And again, I think unless you like just really, really want to like play through everything and you've got little ones and you want them to burn off some steam, I think like a 2 to 3 hour stay or if you wanted to at Gatorland. Also in the area, Old Town Kissimmee is very cool. There is a year-round haunted house there that's very funny and a few other things. But Florida and Orlando actually has like a bit of a cowpoke history as far as there used to be a lot of cattle driving and things like that. But I'd be remiss if I didn't say how I would end my day off Disney property. And this does require some pre-planning. But also in Kissimmee is a very special place called Give Kids the World Village.
Yes.
And that is the resort for Make-A-Wish children. And you are able to volunteer. And a lot of people do make it a day on their family vacations to volunteer and do a night shift there. And the training's all online. But I would say, enjoy Gatorland, get ready, and then maybe do a dinner trip to Clayton's, which is their restaurant at the end of the day. And so see some people that remind you why the magic is important.
Oh, that's so cool. I didn't know you could kind of drop in like that.
Oh, yeah, totally. You do have to plan it. And there is like a training requirement. But they need volunteers all the time. And families do truly make it part of their days. So.
Oh, wow. I love that. I myself have not made it there yet. I have plenty of friends who have. And it just seems amazing.
Oh, it's a very special place. And I think it's... you know, you can't say it enough, but when you see like the love, it's kind of the place where lines aren't drawn, where like Disney, Universal, Bush, everyone is really invested in this place and making it very cool and successful. And it does, again, I think, put a perspective on what we do every day, which it's awesome.
Now, you are truly royalty when it comes to traveling and finding fun themed things to do. There's so many places you've been, but is there anywhere that you are dying to go that you haven't been to yet that is in this same realm of fun, kitschy themed
things? Got it. So I will say, I think if it helps and you can edit this out, but like my system when I'm going somewhere, and this is a lot of time through work, I'll have to, a lot of like the greatest partners who are making really great things for us in the theme park biz are in random places all around the world. So I love to look at Atlas Obscura. I love to look at Factory Tour USA. There's some really amazing stuff on Factory Tour USA.
Whoa!
Yes, I love Only in Your State. And I also love pennycollector.com because I think if a place is on pennycollector.com, which is obviously, if it's not clear, the database of all the pressed pennies, you'll really start to see like some unique places. But soft on my list at the moment, I just got Knoebels out of the way, and Knoebels is one I've been dying to go to. So charming. They also have a haunted mansion that also just had its 50th anniversary. A delight.
Whoa. How does theirs rank on like the scary scale?
To me, I would say actually much scarier, again, in the sense that things are very close and they're not afraid of the complete pitch darkness. So it is safe, but less of the perceived safety of your doom buggy for sure.
Gotcha. But
my big one right now is I really want to go to Niagara Falls, which again is another like true kitsch kingdom. And there's like a Frankenstein roller coaster on top of a Burger King. Heaven's great, a Burger King that I'm dying to go to. I can send you the picture. But yes, I think that is probably next summer.
I didn't even have Niagara Falls on my list. That's
oh
smart.
My gosh.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks.
Hi, I am calling with a question about my teenage niece. So I have taken my niece and nephews to the Disney parks and Universal many times, and my niece has requested a trip to go back. So my brother and I were going to take her, and she is at that age where she loves skincare and makeup, and a trip to Sephora is the greatest thing in the world. So I was trying to think of something that would be like almost like a spa day for her, but it seems like most spas don't have anyone who's, you know, younger than 18 too often in them. But it would need to be something old, like she's aged out of Bippity Boppy Boutique. Do you have any ideas for something that's in between in the Orlando area? It doesn't look like there's a dry bar or anything like that, but any suggestions for teenage or kid-friendly spa type experiences? Thank you so much. Appreciate your help. Bye.
Okay, this was maybe like the most fun question I've gotten to answer so far. There was the one time that someone called and asked what ride I would take Morty on if I brought him to Disneyland. That was also very fun. But beyond that, this was really great. I did some research. I looked around. But the main thing, oh my gosh, Morty just pawed at the door of my office because he must have heard his name. He's a genius. Anyway, I'm going to steer you away from hotel spa. I think that the aesthetic of hotel spa is really nice for a tired working professional on a family vacation. But I think all of that, you know, like white marble, orchids, like spa music, that's going to be lost on a teen. And frankly, a teen's going to want to take a photo of whatever they're doing and posting about it. And the spa doesn't really lend itself to photos because you're not supposed to take photos in there. So personally, I would step away from that idea. I know Four Seasons has this kind of like mom and me style setup for some appointments. So you could call them and talk to them and go along with her to do your treatment. But again, that's not the vibe we're going for. And I think we have better ideas because for a teen who's kind of not yet a girl spa, not yet a woman spa, to put it in Britney Spears terms, like you're not bibbidi bobbidi, but you're not full-blown like laser facial, I think that what she would probably enjoy is some sort of activity, some sort of hands-on participation-based experience, and then a take-home aspect. So it's kind of like you do something and then you get a gift at the end. So I have two ideas for you. The first idea is going to be super special nail art. My friend Chelsea, who runs Styled by Magic on Instagram, if you've ever seen her stuff, Chelsea has the the best nails I can think of. I know about three people with wonderful nails, and she is one of those three people. And Chelsea has a highlight on her Instagram where she has posted about this place called Embellished by Miriam. They are in Winter Park. They're about 40 minutes from the Contemporary Resort, so not too far, especially if you're elsewhere on property, if you're at Universal Orlando. It is doable. And they have the cutest nail art. I cannot stress this enough. On the Embellished by Miriam Instagram page, there are so many cute designs that I think would be very teen friendly. And that way she gets to go do something. She gets to go somewhere, do an activity, and leave with the special gift of having adorable nails. Again, check out Styled by Magic at Styled by Magic. Go to her nail inspo story highlight and go to the more recent posts that are in there. You can see some of the designs I'm talking about. We're talking smiley faces. We're talking very cute, like Taylor Swift lover inspired nails. Really good, really fun stuff that I'm sure she will enjoy. The second idea I have for you is more practical, because if you're on property, if you're there to go to the theme parks, you don't have that much time. And I don't know if you know this, I don't know if other people know this, but you can book a ton of different private style appointments at Sephora. I used to do this all the time when I lived in New York. At that point, I had like very high Sephora status, which is funny because I don't wear a lot of makeup. I was doing some on-camera work at the time, so I bought a lot for that. However, they have a beauty lesson at the Sephora Disney Springs that is 75 minutes for $75. And I think that would be incredible for a teen, because you basically go and you could be like, well, like someone in my class has this eyeshadow. I don't know how to do it. Or all my friends are talking about insert new type of contouring here and I can't figure it out. And they could have an expert teach them all of this stuff for over an hour. And then at the end, part of her gift could be that you buy some of the stuff that she used and then she gets to take it home and she like, you know, like go back to school and be like, I learned how to do this fancy lip liner application. You jealous? I think there's just a lot of fun to be had there. So those are my two main ideas. Let me know what you end up doing, because I'm very curious and I want to know if she enjoys it. But otherwise, have so much fun on your trip. Okay, bye.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's our show! Thank you all so much for listening and continuing to listen week after week. We have some very fun episodes coming up, some slightly different ones like this one, and I just can't wait to share them. You can find us wherever you get podcasts. And while you're at it, please rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, and rate and follow us on Spotify. I say this every week, but it helps. It helps. It's a big deal. If you give us 5 stars, a little thumbs up, it goes a long way, and I appreciate it. You can also give us a call at 747-CHURROS, or send us a voice note to 747-CHURROS, or email it to 747-CHURROS@gmail.com, or just text us at 747-CHURROS. We had an ad issue that I addressed on Instagram stories earlier this week, and I found out about that because somebody texted the Churros hotline, so please, you know, just keep communication flowing. We're always open. We're always ready. We're always wanting to hear from you. So we are here for you. You can purchase Very Amusing merchandise at very-amusing.com. And you can follow me, Carly Wiesel, at Carly Wiesel on the Twitter, on the Instagram, on the TikTok. And join the Fomaly at facebook.com/groups/Carly Wiesel. It's very fun. It's just a community of people just like us hanging out, being friends in real life and online. It's nice. It's nice. It's nice. This episode was edited uncommonly by Jeff Fox. Thanks so much for listening. See you real soon.
Hi, honey. It's Mom. Excuse my voice. I may have lost my voice, but I'm not calling in sick. I am dedicated to this very amusing podcast. Okay, please don't cut me. I sound scary, but perfect for the scary Halloween episode, right? All right, the picture in back of you, of your desk, is an oil painting of me, but now you can't see it because now you've moved your desk in front of it. But that's okay. I'm at front. I'm right in the middle in the front there, so I'm very happy. I'm so happy to hear about Turning Red because I absolutely loved that movie. I bought the slippers. I bought the stuffed animal of Pandame. I just love that. So that's very exciting. As far as the scary Halloween, I get so scared of people jumping out at me. I wonder where you got that from. Especially dressed in Halloween costumes with those chainsaws. Oh, my God. Nothing more frightening. I will have horrible dreams. I will not go to that. I am definitely a Halloween happenings girl. Dress up, get my candy. I'm real happy with that. Another great episode, my love. I love you so much, and I love you so much, Pearl. Have a great week. Bye-bye.